is Erica, and you've got me on Energy Clearing for Life Force. Whew! What could you clear that would give you more life force? What could you clear out of your space that would bring you more life force? Ooh, just even the name of my show is so juicy. I love it. I'm so excited today. I'm not sure why. I believe that life brings us such interesting opportunities on a daily basis, and I'm so curious about the opportunities that seem to keep showing up. So today I'm going to talk about self-honor. Self-honor. Honoring. Whew, being in honor of oneself. Thank you for listening. I'm going to actually kind of describe it as a journey, because when we're little, well, I grew up in a time when my parents were pretty authoritarian in the beginning. So I was supposed to like the things that they wanted me to like. So I was supposed to eat the things they wanted me to eat. I was supposed to eat the amount they wanted me to eat. They actually let me choose books. So that was one area where I had a lot of choice. So I could go to the library or the bookstore. And I was given a lot of freedom to choose books. And so in that one area, I was able to, I want to say, eat the books that I liked. So that was an area that blossomed for me growing up. With sports, I was sadly lacking in my education as a young girl. I feel so sad because I always loved playing basketball, and I honestly believe, like, if I'd been shown more sports as a young girl, I might have really excelled at some of them more. I mean, I did play a lot of sports in my life, but I believe that I could have taken it higher if I'd been shown more as a kid. So maybe if you look at, like, the choices you make now, and what choices were you allowed to make when you were young? And what choices were you not allowed to make when you were young? An interesting thing that got given to me in my childhood, where we were supposed to play with certain people in our neighborhood, even if we didn't like them. Right? So I'm curious, if you look at the things that were... And you know, force is a strong word, and if you really go deeply, you can see where you made your choices, even choosing your parents. So behind all of those feelings of forcingness, there were choices you were making. And I'm just curious, where were the places that you perceived you didn't have choice, or you perceived that you had to go against your honor? Yeah, that. So as you stand in your honor, it's a different energy, isn't it? I think it was in the 90s when I worked for Intel Corporation, and I would have a discernment energy around meeting times, and I'd be like, huh, that one doesn't feel very good. And I used to try to ignore that and just go with whatever everybody wanted. And then every single time I went against what my gut said, what would happen is the meeting would blow up. Something wouldn't work. Someone couldn't make it. My boss had to change it at the last minute. Someone went out of town. Something would always happen to kind of mess it up. So I came to know, and this was in the early 90s, that when I did have that, it wasn't just for me. It wasn't just for me. So the honoring of me wasn't just for me. It actually helped everyone. Right? So I had an interesting experience at a restaurant this week with a group that I'm part of. And they gave us just like the worst service, like in the history of service. I'm pretty sure it doesn't get, well, I'm sure there's worse service than that. But things like they brought the food and didn't bring the silverware. Yeah, really. Like 15 minutes sitting without silverware. It was real so strange. The meeting was about 2 hours, and 1 hour and 40 minutes in, they still hadn't brought a lot of the food, and they came out and retook down the orders because they'd lost them all. So I left that meeting and I thought to myself, well, that restaurant really doesn't like that meeting. Like, it doesn't want that meeting. It's too big for it and it doesn't have the capacity easily. And it's not very fun for that restaurant to have us. And I went back to I'm on the leadership team. And I said, you know, to the head of the group. And I said, you know, I think there might be a restaurant that would like having us. And she totally agreed. And I found one so fast and it fits so well. And I went out to the group and I said, okay, and we just made the choice. We're going to be at a different place next month. And the whole group was so thankful. And I just tuned into, what restaurant would like to have us versus what restaurant really didn't want us there. And it wasn't personal, do you see? So when you're looking at this, like being in honor, right? So for that group and that restaurant, for that first restaurant, it wasn't in honor of itself to have us there. It didn't work for it. It didn't like the business. So you can't force something to be in honor of something. Like, you can't force it. It needs to be in honor of it. It's like in grace of it, in flow of it, in awareness of it, in joy of it, right? So I just want to encourage you, as you get intuitions and as you tune into what side of something you want to be on or where you want to take your stand, when you honor what you know, it will work for not just you, it's going to work for everyone. So others may not get it because you may not be able to explain it in a linear fashion. So it's very exciting though. So just trust that, go with that, and look at any places where you're not honoring you and see what can be done to clear that out. Because when your entire life is filled with honor, there's a grace and a beauty to that that's unparalleled. That's my show for today. Energy Clearing for Life Force. This is Erica. You can find me at energyclearingforlife.com. It's my new brand, and theblessingmedium.com. If you want to have a reading with me, go head over there, and I look forward to many more.